You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Robin from Asheville, North Carolina. Happy holidays. Happy winter solstice. Happy everything. Almost 2026, and here we are ready to start the new year. I think a lot of people are more than ready to start the new year. Anyway, I'm a medium in Asheville and a psychic and an animal communicator. And I also do Zoom readings and phone readings. And if anybody wants a reading right now, I am ready for you. And while I'm waiting to do a reading, I have to tell you about the experience I had last week. I did a reading for this woman. She never had a mediumship reading before. She's had psychic readings, but no mediumship reading. And her dad came through. And it turned into an emotional reading. But what was so cool was that her dad is trying desperately to communicate with her, her mom, and her brother. And he's been trying to show them that he's there. He's been trying to do all sorts of things. So he finally said to me, tell them while they're away on vacation to look for a white owl. And I said, okay, you know, I told them about this white owl and I heard in a tree. And I said to them, it might not be literally a white owl in a tree. It could be a hat. It could be a sweatshirt. It could be a store sign. But your dad is trying to send you a message. And he wants you to look for that so he knows, so you know that he's around. So yesterday, what happens? I get a text message from my client with a photograph of a white owl on a hat, on a baseball cap, and then also a white owl on a t-shirt in a tree. So there you have it. They were, the whole family was crying and happy knowing that dad is on vacation with them and is celebrating Christmas. So remember, your loved ones are always with you. And they are trying to communicate. And with that, I'm going to say hello to Felicia. Felicia in Illinois. How are you, Felicia?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. How can I help you today?
Hi. I was wanting to know if you could see anything about my marriage, my relationship currently.
Okay. Your relationship in your marriage, you mean?
Yeah, we separated about 10 days ago, and I just didn't know what you could see.
Okay, so concentrate on your marriage right now, and just think about you and your spouse and what you want.
Uh-huh.
Just think about that for a minute while I'm shuffling the tarot cards. I'm going to use a mixture of tarot cards, but also my own psychic ability. So just give me a second to tune in. So I am getting this feeling, this would be your husband, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm getting this feeling, I don't feel like your husband really wanted the separation. Does that make any sense to you?
It does.
Okay. I feel like he is taking time during the separation to rethink himself. I feel like, I don't know why I'm getting this, but I feel like he puts a lot of walls up, and instead of discussing what's going on in his mind and his brain, he just blows things out of proportion and then doesn't know how to talk about it. And I also feel like he grew up in a family where life was a roller coaster. And I don't think he understands what smooth sailing is. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. So I do feel like, I feel like he's very good at protecting himself. He has boundaries. And it's hard to like break into them. I'm not sure how long you've been married, but I just feel like this has been his whole life. So he wants to stay married. So I do feel like he is, and I don't want to say he's seeking help, because I'm not sure that he would go to a therapist. Maybe he would with you, like a couples counseling. But I do feel like he is on this journey where he wants to rise higher spiritually and be there for you. So I do feel like he's working. I don't feel like he wants to be apart for the holidays. But I do feel like he's going to come back to you as a, let's say, letting go of his, I don't want to say issues, but I keep getting mom issues. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Oh my God, you are so spot on.
Okay.
God, help me.
I do feel like he's working, and I do feel like I'm not going to say he's going to come back to you as a different person, because that would be very fast. But I do feel like it will be a promise that he will work on it with you and without you, if that makes any sense. I do see the two of you moving forward together if you have the patience to wait a little bit longer. I'm getting that this summer, July, July and August, I'm getting those are going to be really important months for the two of you, building marriage and on your relationship. Does that make any sense? I mean, I don't feel like you're going to be until July, but I do see it as being momentous.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say you don't see it like waiting until then.
No, I definitely don't see you waiting until then. I'm not even getting 4 weeks of being apart. I feel like he's going to make he's going to make a tremendous impact on you with his words next day or so.
Okay.
And you're going to, for once, really believe his words mean something, because I see tears, I see hugging, I see the two of you coming together and just talking. I do feel like his family comes in between the two of you a lot, and he doesn't defend you in front of his family. I feel like that is, he knows, he understands he's going to grow. I want to say it politely. He's going to grow, and he's going to become the man he should be for you. And he knows that. So, but I do feel like for some reason, July and August, whether it's going on vacation or moving, there's something.
We have a grandbaby coming in, we think, June, July.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, my daughter just told me that she was going to have a baby in June, July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I love that. Is that your first?
No, my third. He actually adopted my three children and did an adult adoption with my oldest, so it made him a grandpa.
Okay, awesome. You're going to move forward with your husband, though, in June, I mean, sorry, in July, August. And it's going to be, I want to say fun, inspiring, beautiful. Again, you're not going to have to wait until then. I don't think he can wait a moment longer. So I really do feel
like there's been really no contact.
Okay. There will be contact. He may be waiting for the right time, but there will be some sort of contact.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen
before here.
Yeah, if it doesn't happen before Christmas, it will definitely happen before the before 2026. Which is funny because it's 2026 now. So I feel like I'm correct with 2026 because the time came up as I said that. I just believe in all those symbols. But I do feel like there will be a healthier, the relationship will be healthier. For some reason, mom is afraid you're going to hurt him or do something because he's been hurt before. And she puts all kinds of thoughts in his head and he doesn't know how to process.
So I do
feel like things will, as long as, I mean, it depends on you too. Right. Because I do feel like you love him very much. So you need to decide whether you have the patience to wait. I mean, I can't tell you what to do. I can only tell you what I see. And I don't see you both staying separated for too long. I feel like it's kind of destiny that you met. And I feel like he's yours, you're his. And he just needs to come to terms with things are not right. You know, he's protecting himself. He needs to also talk to you about it. So I do see things getting better as long as that's what you want. Just because he wants it doesn't mean you do. So you need to make sure that's what you want as well. Do you have any final questions? We're coming to the end.
Let's see. Do you see me having a healthy relationship with his parents?
I'm gonna say no. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I just feel like it's gonna take a long time for the relationship with his parents to get healthy. I do feel like they will, but I don't feel like it's gonna happen today or tomorrow, if that makes sense.
I feel
like he's going to talk to them if he hasn't already. And I feel like he's going to almost yell at them, but I see acceptance and I see apologies from them, but I don't see them right away. You're going to have a lot of patience with that. You're going to also have to let, they're both going to have to let go. You also.
All right. Sure.
With that, I want to wish you a happy holiday. And
I
helped a little bit. Okay. And congratulations again on the baby.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.